And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 22nd of October, 2011. It's the birthday of the frontiersman Daniel Boone, 1734, near Reading, Pennsylvania. His father was a weaver and a blacksmith. Family were Quakers. Daniel Boone was the sixth of 11 children. He enjoyed hunting. He learned some of it from Native Americans. He also learned to read and write. When he was a boy, the family moved to North Carolina, possibly because they were shunned after two of the children married non-Quakers. And Daniel Boone never went back to church after that, though he had all of his 10 children baptized. Supported his family by hunting and trapping in the fall and the winter, selling the furs and the hides to traders. And he blazed a trail through the Cumberland Gap and opened up the Wilderness Road from eastern Virginia into Kentucky Territory. Daniel Boone became a legend in his own lifetime. Lord Byron included him in his epic poem Don Juan. People wrote books about him, much of which was untrue, including the idea that Daniel Boone kept moving west because he felt crowded by civilization. Daniel Boone himself said that was absurd. It's the 200th birthday of the composer and pianist Franz Liszt, born in Hungary in 1811. He was a fabulously popular, charismatic performer in his day, inspired fan frenzies, which came to be known as Listomania, his fans following him around and snatching up discarded cigar butts and dregs of coffee, fighting over his handkerchiefs and gloves, screaming and fainting at his performances. And he became so wealthy that by the late 1850s, he gave all of his concert fees to charity. It's the birthday of the Hungarian photojournalist Robert Capa, born 1913 in Budapest, André Friedman, his birth name. He took the name Capa from his boyhood nickname, Capa, which means shark. Robert Capa covered 5 wars in his life: the Spanish Civil War, the Second Sino-Japanese War, World War II, the Arab-Israeli War of 1948, and the First Indochina War. Robert Capa said, "If your picture isn't good enough, you are not close enough." He covered the First Indochina War for Life magazine in 1954, and on the last day of his life, he said, "This is going to be a beautiful story. I will be on my good behavior today," and left the French regiment with which he was traveling to walk ahead so he could photograph them as they advanced. And he went over a hill and out of sight and stepped on a landmine and was killed. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, What She Craved. My mother sugared grapefruit, my father salted it. My mother sugared cantaloupe, my father salted it. My mother put sugar and lemon on leaf lettuce from her garden, 2 heaping spoonfuls into her milky coffee with cake. Her teeth rotted out and were yanked from her bleeding jaws by a cheap sadist downtown. Still, she craved sweetness. In a life with too much that was bitter, tear-soaked, salty, sour as unspoken grief, sugar was her comfort. A little sweetness in the mouth, lingering like an infrequent kiss. Sugar was the friend, kept her clock ticking through running down days. What She Craved, a poem by Marge Piercy, from The Art of Blessing the Day, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.